On the show today, we have TransUnion's Nidhi Verma talking about the latest research discovery showing millennials contributing to credit union growth. So check it out. Guys put out a very interesting study that I think a lot of credit unions will be interested in. It's some research discovery that actually shows millennials contributing to credit unions' growth recently. So thank you for doing that. Now we got proof in the pudding, so to speak. So can you tell us a little bit about this research that you guys conducted?
Absolutely. Mike, we do this research. We've done it for the past 3 years.
Okay.
We take a look at credit union marketplace and the overarching trends and insights within their portfolio from a membership perspective. And then we actually compare it to the industry as well as the non-credit unions. We also corroborate our research with a survey from credit union executives. This year we had 96 credit union executives who responded to our survey.
Oh, wow, nice.
And one of the topics that we dived deeper into was around the millennial growth within the credit union membership base. So we observed that as of Q1 2016, 25% of credit union members belong to the millennial generation, that is consumers who were born between 1980 to 1996. We looked at that data point three years ago, and that was about 20% of those millennials. Now, you know, one may say, well, millennials are growing, they're becoming credit eligible, and maybe that's piece of the growth. But when you compare that 20% going to 25% for credit unions, versus to the non-credit unions, meaning other banks and financial institutions that are not credit unions, that number was 23% years ago, and now it's 25%.
Oh, wow.
So you can see the pace of growth of millennial generation in the credit union membership has been way faster than what you will see in the non-credit union base.
Very cool. Very cool. So why did you guys conduct this study? I mean, it was just kind of, I mean, there's a lot of millennial studies out there. Was it just kind of, you guys were curious to see how, where the growth is coming from, what millennials are doing? Why did you guys conduct this research in the first place?
Sure. So we're very close to the financial services industry, right? That's kind of where lending experts, and we hear a lot of questions from credit unions around the millennial growth. And in fact, if you compare it to the research, 88% of credit union executives respond in the survey that this is a huge piece of their growth strategy. It's an extremely important segment of consumers. And if you kind of take a look back of where the age of these millennials is today, they are prime age of home buyers, right? These are the consumers whose growth, whose credit needs are growing, whose credit needs are expanding. And we really wanted to understand is how are credit unions attracting this segment? How are they serving this specific marketplace? We've done research in the first-time home buyer space that showed us that about 50% of first-time home buyers as of today are millennials.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense if they're ending, getting into that prime age of home buying. And when we look at credit union mortgage space growth, right, when you look at how many members does credit union have today or do credit unions have today that are first-time home buyers or are in the mortgage space itself, we saw a 4% growth of members with a mortgage with a credit union just within the last year.
Yeah.
And that growth is much faster than home ownership itself. As you know, overall U.S. home ownership has been more or less steady, hasn't really grown much. In fact, it's decreased. When you look at overall U.S. consumers who have a mortgage today, that has remained steady for the last 3 years. That number hasn't moved much, but it's certainly moved for credit unions. So really the piece of, you know, millennial growth, the reason for millennial growth, growth in overall credit union mortgage membership, they're hugely correlated.
Yeah, and speaking of those mortgage-related loans that millennials are getting into, because once you get that mortgage loan at your credit union, boy, that's a long-term relationship right there, which really bodes well for credit unions.
Absolutely. I think, you know, for a long time, and we've heard this from our executives during our interviews this week, that a lot of people believe that credit unions never serve the mortgage market, but clearly that is not the case. And I think first-time home buyers, millennial generation, are a great entry into the mortgage market growth, into the real estate lending space growth. You know, as well as talking about a relationship, with what you were saying is credit unions really manage the relationship as a consumer in entirety. It's not just a product sell. It's managing your relationship, whether it be a mortgage, whether it be an auto, whether it be a card.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In fact, our study showed a huge opportunity on the card end for credit unions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talking about managing the relationship of the millennials, our data showed that 44% of credit union members don't have a credit card with their credit union.
Really?
They have other trades, but 44% of them don't have a credit card. We asked our credit union executives in the survey, and actually 7 out of 10 credit union executives responded that half of my members don't have a card with me.
Wow.
So that is another huge opportunity as you think about the growth in the millennial space, as you think about having that entire relationship as part of your lending strategy for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a huge opportunity for credit unions for future growth. And they're very, very well positioned with that, with the mortgage growth.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to go back to, you said something earlier that when you spoke with the with these credit union executives, they said that a lot of their members didn't know they provided mortgage loans. Was that?
That's right. They've never been positioned more or less as a mortgage lender, but they've been more positioned as your checking, you know, your DDA accounts and so on and so forth. So your retail banking relationship as opposed to a credit provider.
Right, right, right. I find that so interesting because like I said, you know, in the beginning, and you know it as well, is like that's how you do the long-term relationships. Oh, gosh, that's really great, a great insight that credit unions can certainly use. So as far as non-credit unions, millennial growth isn't so significant. Why is this? What's going on here?
I think if you look at overall growth in the credit active consumer population, right? And when we say credit active consumer population, that is consumers who have at least one or more credit products in their wallet. And when you look at that number, that has certainly grown in the last 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've come a long way as the economy has recovered, more and more consumers are getting access to credit. So when we compare that credit active population over the last 5 years, from a year-over-year perspective, it's grown about 1 to 2%. Just in the first quarter, it grew by 1.86%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the CAGR growth for that for the last 5 years has only been at a 1% rate. You compare that to credit union membership growth, that's almost 3 times faster.
Yeah.
And let me give you some stats there that are really interesting. I mean, the last 5 years, the cumulative growth rate for credit union membership base was 4% versus the 1% overall U.S. economy. From a credit active consumer participation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it from a year-over-year perspective, credit union membership base grew at 6.35% versus that 1.86 number. Now you may ask, well, what is the reason for that? I mean, think about the younger generation that is now becoming credit eligible. If you're not attracting that as part of your overall credit active base,
mm-hmm.
you're losing out on a huge opportunity. And that's why we strongly believe that the growth in the millennials has been a major driver for growth in credit union membership base in the last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Now, why are non-credit unions not exceeding that pace? I think it really comes down to your offerings. What platforms are you channeling this through? If you look at the younger generation, you are going to focus more of your efforts on the digital, on the social media aspect of it. And I think millennials as a generation truly believes in a relationship banking philosophy,
mm-hmm.
which not a lot of the big banks are able to execute, kind of just based on the organizational structure.
Right, right. Gosh, this is such interesting information that I think credit unions are just going to eat up. They're gonna love this stuff. So, are there any other findings that you guys discovered? I mean, you touched on a few other few other discoveries. Are there anything else that we can use, that we can put in our arsenal here?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we certainly look at overall consumers who are participating in credit with credit unions as well as non-credit unions,
mm-hmm.
but we like to dive deeper and look at from a product perspective as well, because growth doesn't just come from, one specific area of credit needs, right? You have mortgage, you have auto, you have credit cards, and you have other relationships
mm-hmm.
that credit unions serve with their members. And I think we've been asking this question for the last 3 years consecutively in terms of, you know, what is your primary focus from a product perspective that lets you that entry into the relationship with your members? And continuously, auto has turned out to be the number one priority.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll go in a second of why we believe that is the case. But really, if you look at the number of credit unions, Mike, that provided 10,000 or more auto loans, right? You have to look at it from a scale perspective. If you
mm-hmm.
did one loan, you're not in our number, but if you originated 10,000 or more auto loans or leases, back in 2010, there were 49 credit unions who did that.
Oh.
Now, if you compare that number to 2015, that was 126 credit unions who originated or issued 10,000 or more auto loans or leases. That's 2.5 times supply in the marketplace from credit unions. We don't see that type of increase in some of the other lender types, right? Because auto market is certainly quite fragmented, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a lot of captives, there's independent lenders, there's the big banks who focus on that. But where we've seen growth in supply, that's primarily from credit unions. And I think that's really interesting, and that aligns very well to kind of their market share in the auto finance market.
Mm-hmm.
It aligns very well to the 10% growth they've seen from members who have an auto loan now with credit unions.
Yep.
Their strategies are primarily focused on also refinancing some of the loans to provide their members with the best rates after they've gone through the dealer financing and so on and so forth. So I think that's really interesting from an auto perspective. And if you look at delinquencies from a product perspective, are the lowest in the auto finance market.
That's amazing, yeah.
Unlike car, unlike mortgage or HELOC or some of the other products, auto continues to be at a very low level of delinquencies. I think our Q2 data show that it's just under about 1% from
That's
a balance
amazing.
Level
yeah.
perspective, which
wow.
is which is really, I would call that more or less than normal, right? So as delinquencies continue to be at low level and credit unions continue to outperform the market from a credit performance, it totally makes sense why auto lending product would be the focus for growth for credit unions.
Yeah.
Today and even the future years to come.
Yeah, because I mean the auto lending and credit union industry the last couple of years has been off the charts. I mean it's just
Absolutely.
Been everybody's
yeah.
just been reaping the benefits, and but we're predicting a plateau or maybe a slight slowdown, not in 2017 but 2018. So that's what they're kind of gearing up for. But gosh, that's again just such great numbers, great information that credit unions can really just.
Yeah.
gobble up and just devour and use to their advantage.
Sure, and you know, while to your point, while growth may not be at double-digit rates in the auto market in the years going forward,
mm-hmm.
After 2018, while that may not be the case, and we're all already seeing now that rates starting to stabilize from a growth in originations, think about the story around the millennial generation. You know, despite the fact that new vehicle sales might plateau, regardless of the things they're doing for a millennial generation and even for the younger credit active consumers,
yeah.
and developing that full scope of relationship and even focusing more on the card end piece of that,
mm-hmm.
that's going to enable them to develop even other relationships and continue to provide that growth going forward.
Yeah, oh, this is such amazing stuff. Nitty, this is fantastic information. We got to talk to you guys again next year to see what you guys
Absolutely.
What you guys dig up.
Well.
Awesome. Okay, to wrap up here, where can folks find out the more details of this information that you guys have discovered?
Go online on our website, click newsroom.transunion.com, and you can actually download the survey results.
Oh, cool.
At a much more detailed level.
Okay, yeah, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Nitty, thank you so much. And I think next year we'll be talking about Gen Z or whatever you want to call them. See how they're impacting the market. Yeah. So it'll be fun stuff.
Thanks.
Nitty, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. We appreciate it. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
You're welcome. You're welcome.